Hey you guys, welcome back to another episode of Girl Bye with Sadie Jane. I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode with Alexis, Lexi, talking about our past experiences with boys and just our friendship in general. Today I want to talk about something different. I was going to try and get my mom on this episode, I was going to try to record an episode with my mom. But she keeps pushing me off, so I'm going to record this one myself. So stay tuned. Okay, so today I want to talk about the five love languages. And just so I make it clear, I'm mostly talking about myself. I'm going to explain the five different love languages to the best of my ability, but most of this topic or most of this conversation is going to be me and how the different languages affect me or work in my life, and what I identify with the most. So, my friend sent me this quiz. He took it himself, and I'm not sure if his wife took it, but he took it himself and then he sent it to me. And when I took it, so the first time I took it, this was like maybe years ago, so this isn't the first test I took, but the first time I took the test, I kind of did the quiz in a way that I would get the answer that I wanted. Versus this time, I was realistic with myself and I took the quiz the way it should have been taken the first time. So, out of 100%, my number one would be words of affirmation at 33%. Then, physical touch is 23%. Quality time, 27%. Acts of service, 10%. And receiving gifts is 7%. So, words of affirmation is kind of like just randomly saying, I love you, or I'm proud of you, oh, you look amazing, just stuff like that. Physical touch, it's not always sex. It's like literally, I can just sit next to Ethan or sit next to your partner and your legs touch, or your pinky touch, or he puts his hand on my back, or just stuff like that. Just randomly holding my hand will sometimes send chills down my spine. Quality time, just sitting, being around each other, not on our phones, not distracted, just in the moment, with each other, and kind of like watching a TV show together, talking, playing a game together, just time for us where we're not distracted by social media or reading like articles and stuff like that, where we're just in the moment together. Acts of service would be, let's see, doing the dishes, like, I think stuff that I would normally do, and he'll just do it without asking or like expecting me to do it. So vacuum the floor, if he just randomly, vacuums your floor, or mops, like, sweeps and stuff like that, which I don't really care about. I like doing that stuff because I like doing it my way. And then gift receiving, mine was 7%. I'm not big on gifts. I don't really care. But I think what this means is, like, your partner goes to the store and they come across your favorite candy and they pick it up because they thought of you. Or they go out and, oh, maybe I should pick something up for such and such. Or maybe I should, like, it doesn't have to be extravagant, a Louis Vuitton or some shit like that. Just, a gift while they're out to let you know that they're thinking about you. That's how I interpret receiving gifts. Now, my main being words of affirmation. There are pros and cons to it. So, my husband isn't a big compliment giving type of a person. He will every now and again, like, I know when I get dressed up, I know I look good, and you don't have to tell me, but, you know, when it comes to your partner, you want them to think that you look good also, so you want to hear it. And with words of affirmation, I've caught myself, like, asking my husband, like, well, what would you like for me to wear? Or, like, go in my closet and pick something out, or, what would you like to see me in? Like, what would make you happy, or what would turn you on? And he's just like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what you wear. And for me, I'm just like, I want to do something to get the reaction that I am seeking. And I know that's not good. I know that's going down a road that is not healthy. And I've kind of had to tell myself, well, if he doesn't care, then why do you care? Where would you want? Where would makes you happy? And then I do. But then it's that moment of, well, but I want him to know, to think I look good. And I don't want to have to ask, oh, does this look good? Do I look okay? Like, I want you to look at me and say, damn, you look good. You look really good. And I don't get that all the time, so I've kind of tried to not expect that from people. I take the compliment from myself because I know I look good. So when it comes to words of affirmation, the cons can be, you know, if you think too much about what people think of you, or you let it control what you wear, or how you think, or how you feel. So if you know you look good, but you come downstairs and your partner doesn't react or say what you want them to say, then you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, well, maybe I don't look good. Should I have wore something different? Should I have done my makeup different? Then that's when it starts becoming a problem, because it's affecting how you feel about yourself, because you want a specific reaction from someone else. And that's where it becomes a problem. And then, I mean, pros. So for me, I think I already said this, but I like knowing that my partner is proud of me, or that I look pretty, or just like things that I do that was hard for me. I like hearing that, babe, you're doing really good today. Or I know you were stressed out, but you're really pushing through. It took you a long time to do your makeup. It looks amazing. I know you didn't know what to wear today, but you made a good choice. You look great. You know, stuff like that. Kind of just reassuring me that the effort that I put in is acknowledged. And I know not everybody feels as though you need approval or someone to acknowledge something that you did. If you know what you did good, and you look like, I get that, but it's just how I feel. And I know over time your love languages can change as you grow and change. So right now, this is just what I identify with, and physical touch. So this actually, I notice a lot. So if I'm in the kitchen and I'm doing dishes and he just walks by me and doesn't touch me, I kind of look at him like, are you good? Because it's like, I don't know. I just, the random, slap on the butt, or even if he like playfully just like shrugs me a little bit, like with his shoulder as he's walking by, and then we both laugh afterwards, it's like, he still touched me. So it's like, you're acknowledging that I'm there, and you want to touch me. And as I'm saying it out loud, it doesn't sound weird, but it's like, you just want your partner to acknowledge you, your presence, and the things that you do, and the time that it takes to do things. I just want to be acknowledged. And it's hard because I'm in a house full of boys. I have two stepsons, and I have my husband. And my two stepsons, it's different because I did not birth them. So they gravitate towards their dad more. So I kind of feel like I'm on the outskirts sometimes. And I want to be acknowledged. So I think I look for it more from my husband because I don't have the connection to my stepsons that they have with their dad or that they have with their moms. So I kind of look for it from my husband, and I get like at times he's kind of tapped out because he has to give so much of his emotion and his sensitive touch and feeling, and you know, he has to give that to his kids, and I get that. And so I don't push the subject of, well, I need this, I need you to do this, I need you to be more of that, I need you, because I know you can get tapped out when you're giving so much of yourself to your kids. But in the same sentence, I still need you to know that I am here, if that makes sense. So I tried to get my husband to do the quiz, and I knew he wouldn't. But I wanted him to do it because I want to know his love languages. I want to love him the way that he needs to be loved, even though he probably doesn't know that that's what he needs. And he told me no, and I have to respect that, even though I told him, I will read the questions to you and I will click the answers. You don't have to do shit but say yes or no. And he still said no. And I feel like a love languages is a newer thing. And my husband's 46. He's stuck in his own ways, old fashioned, doesn't really like, you know, when it comes to relationship and love and these types of topics, he's not really his cup of tea. So I walk, hey, you want to take a quiz and learn your love language? And he's like, what? Like, he's very much a man's man, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not trying to take, you know, I'm not trying to say the men who do take these quizzes are not men's men, but I'm just saying my husband is not open to a quiz telling him how he needs to be loved. Even though I believe that these five love languages are real and they do matter, and I think it is accurate in my life. I can't tell somebody who doesn't believe in it that it is. So, I mean, I may try again to see if he'll do it. I'll probably ask him again. He'll probably still say no. But, if I had to go off of, like, our relationship and the things that I think his love language would be, I feel like his number one would be acts of service. And then Probably physical touch, and then quality time, words of affirmation, and receiving gifts. So I think it's in that order. And mostly because he works so much. So doing stuff around the house, or, you know, laundry, washing dishes, cleaning the house, you know, doing stuff like that. He works so much, so it's hard for him to actually do certain things around the house. So when he works so much and then has to come home and do certain things, it's like he gets so drained. So that's why I feel like that would be his breakdown of his love language. But then again, I don't really know, because when it comes to those types of topics, getting a truthful, non-joking answer from him is hard. But yeah, and it's really, really interesting to watch different videos and read different articles about how everyone's order is different. And then when your partner adjusts to how you need to be loved, and you're both feeling the love that you need to feel, I think it's just amazing. And I wish that me and my husband could have that. I mean, maybe one day as we progress and grow together, we may be able to do that. But right now, I don't think it's not going to happen. But in the same breath, in the same sentence, I can say that my husband has given me more of himself emotionally and physically than any other partner that he's had. He has broken down some of his walls and opened himself up to certain things when it comes to our relationship that he hasn't done with his other partners. And I can't dismiss that. With the type of person that he is, he's very black and white, and this is this and that is that. For him to see some of the gray is an extreme step for him, and I can't dismiss that. So I'm grateful for the steps that he has taken for our relationship and for us to be in the place that we are right now. I mean, we are in a great, I mean, we've never really been in a bad place. I mean, we've had our moments where we haven't talked for days or weeks, and you want to wring the other person's neck and you don't want to look at them. Like, we've had those moments, but we are in a good place. And I can't say that about a lot of other relationships, and it's about communication. And I will say, for me, talking or bringing up topics is hard, but having the conversation isn't. So meaning, if we need to talk about something, me bringing up the topic, pretty much starting the confrontation, is hard, because I don't like confrontation. That is not me. I do not handle it well. But once it's started and having the conversation, I'm capable of doing that. But yeah, I think I'm getting off topic. But with the five love languages, I do recommend couples taking the quiz and learning your love language, and learning the way that you need to be loved, and then expressing that with your partner and having a conversation and figuring out how you both can incorporate your love language into your relationship, so that you both can be loved the way that you feel as though you deserve to be loved. And I think it would be, in my opinion, I think it's a great step to a healthy, and a great step to communicating with your partner what you want out of your relationship. So yeah, with that being said, remember to be happy. Remember to love and be loved. Remember to live life and enjoy life and continue to shine and smile and find your happiness and your and your love in this world that we live in. I hope you enjoyed this knowledge. Why the hell did I just say that? I hope you enjoyed this topic. And give it a try. Try something new. Learn about yourself. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.